I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. This weekend, in honor of Martin Luther King Day, which is also a nationwide day of service, the local Red Cross is participating in a home fire campaign. We spoke with Executive Director Amy Grace to learn more about this event and what it's doing to save lives here in our community.
So we have a national smoke alarm initiative where we are across the country on Saturday, the 14th. All the Red Cross chapters are working hard to install free smoke alarms in any home that needs them. So our goal for that day is 500 smoke alarms installed.
Is this just in Bryan, or is it Bryan College Station? Is it the Brazos Valley?
We have two neighborhoods that we're targeting, the Escondido neighborhood and the Eastside Historic District. So we have reached out to all of those local churches and to ask if they can let their parishioners know that we're coming, so they know there's all these strange people that will be walking around the neighborhoods.
And why is this so important? Obviously, fire safety is very important, but how many, I think a lot of people don't realize how many people live without smoke detectors.
Yeah, I'm a Red Cross person now, but before that, I didn't really think much about smoke detectors, but we have already, just in the past 18 months, by doing this program, we do this nationally anyway, but we're making a big push for it on the 14th. But just by installing free smoke alarms, we've already saved over 111 lives.
Wow.
Documented. Because that's what saves people. They get up, they get out faster. And our whole goal is to reduce fire-related deaths by 25% nationally.
Now, you're installing the free smoke alarms. Will there also be fire safety kind of education going on during this day?
Yep. So if there's knocking on the door, it will either be a fire crew that's knocking on people's doors or a Red Cross team. So we are going in teams to each house, and they'll be part of the team that installs the alarms and part of the team that will educate the family. And that includes creating an escape route for their home specifically, and then talking to them about how often they should test those smoke alarms, which is every 2 months, and just talking through how they can be prepared for emergencies in general.
And Amy, you guys are actually looking for volunteers, so you need some help with this day.
We actually have 75 to 100 volunteers committed already. We're always willing to take more. We will be doing more events like this, though, throughout the year. So if there is a company or a church group or someone who wants to volunteer, there will be plenty of opportunities coming up as well.
And where can those people who are interested, where can they go online, or is there a phone number that they can call?
Phone number is best. It's 979-776-8279.
Okay, excellent. Amy, is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go today?
Yep, I would just love to get the word out that be looking for those neighborhoods specifically, that just be looking for our fire crews or our Red Cross crews as we come through, because we can't install if people don't open their doors. So we're here to just do a public service and to help in any way we can with these smoke alarms. Also, I just wanted to mention our partners. If you can squeeze it in, if you can't, that's fine. But Cafe Excel is providing lunch, and we have the A&M School of Public Health and the Student Bonfire Association that's helping us as volunteers on that day.
Excellent. And Amy, you might be able to educate me a little bit on this. If somebody wants to deny the free smoke alarm, they don't want it, but is it against the law to not have a smoke alarm in your house?
No, it is not. Unless you are a landlord, you have to have smoke alarms in your building. So like an apartment complex, mm-hmm. They're supposed to have smoke alarms, working smoke alarms in each apartment.
Okay. And obviously it sounds silly to deny a free smoke alarm, but I was just curious. I wasn't sure.
A lot of people do.
Do they?
They do. And a big part of the fire department is very involved, obviously, in this initiative, the fire chief, and they're even doing a special thing where they're paying these volunteers, the firefighters, to actually volunteer their time that day. They're paying them just like they were on shift, which is awesome. We don't care what your house looks like, or you know, what your yard looks like. We don't care. We are just there to save lives. That's it. We want it to be a family-oriented event for all of these events. So if there's a church youth group that wants to come and be part of the next one, we want people to just get involved. And we're also trying to build that next, you know, that bench depth of younger volunteers. And this is a great way to get them involved.
Thanks again to the Executive Director, Amy Grace, from American Red Cross for speaking with us today about this weekend's home fire campaign. For more information, again, the number is 979-776-8279. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.